Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well. Good evening. It's Monday night, 7:30, and y'all know what that means. It's time for another edition of the National Black Unity News Radio Show. And we're looking forward to the listening audience participating in this tonight's show. The 47,000 plus listeners that have tuned into a show here on Home-Based Business 101. We want to thank you for truly making this listener-supported radio. Without our listeners, I don't know where we would be. So just want to say thank you. And as we do each and every time we open up this show, we read from Daily Motivations for African-American Success. And, you know, hey, it's a very, very powerful book that gives you quotes from different people and then tells you a story or gives you a life lesson in the story that it shares. So today's reading goes as follows. August 12th, turn to the sender. Quote, I tell Michael, let them know what your priorities are. God first, family, and doing right, respect. These are the things that are important in life, unquote. Dolores Jordan, mother of Michael Jordan. Lesson for the day. The way we hope others will respond to us is the manner in which we must express ourselves. Life is a mirror that reflects your expressions. If you smile, you'll see people with cheery dispositions. If you're irritable, you'll find a true picture of your contemptible self. You will find nothing in the world that will not find in yourself. Nature takes on your moods. If you rejoice, the world rejoices. If you trust, you are trusted. If you love, you are loved. If you are hate, you are hated. You will cast your own reflection. A prosperous young Wall Street broker met and fell in love with a rising young actress. He frequently escorted her about town, hoping to secure her hand in marriage. But being a cautious man, he decided that before proposing to her, he would have a private investigator check her background and present activities. After all, he reminded himself, I have both a growing future and my reputation to protect against a marital misadventure. The young man requested that the agency not reveal his identity to the investigator, filing a report on the bride-to-be in due time. The investigator submitted his findings. It said the actress had an unblemished past, a spotless reputation, and her friends and associates were of the highest repute. The report concluded the only shadow is that she is often seen around town in the company of a young broker of dubious business practices and principles. In his effort to uncover her shortcomings, the young stockbroker exposed his own. Life will send you back your own reflection. Today I will give love, joy, and happiness and await their return. It's important that, you know, what we send out is what's going to come back to us. The same way as people are talking about, you know, what's going on in the country. And what's going on in the country is our president, Donald Trump, you know, he went to visit the cities where people decided to take and get some guns and shoot up people. And part of that response is that he's dealing with is the people like telling him, hey, we don't want you here because your rhetoric, they said his rhetoric is what was responsible for these atrocities that took place. You know, we got that going on in the news, and then we got the mysterious death of Jeffrey Epstein, who was the
guy running the sex trafficking ring, who was on suicide watch, but some kind of way he was supposed to mysteriously committed suicide. And people are wondering, you know, hey, he was a billionaire. Did he commit suicide, or did they find a way to get him out and move him somewhere else? You know, we'll never know, or will we know? But anyway, there's a lot going on in the news in terms of stuff that's been going on in the country. You know, and we want to try to address a few of those issues tonight, and also issues as they pertain to the African-American community overall. And I want to thank Mr. David Murphy. You on the line, sir?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I see another caller on the line. Is that you, Mr. Lucas?
I'm on the line, Vernon.
Vernon, okay, this is Vernon, okay. All right.
Yes, sir.
We got,
I'm going to
have
to put
got Mr.
mute on.
Okay, I'll go ahead and put you on mute. I'll put you on mute. Okay, so we got these heavy pressing issues that, you know, the people are confronted with. And also, I just saw a news clip recently before getting on the show for the night where in upstate New York, immigrants are so fearful of being deported and sent back to their country because this is the rhetoric that President Trump is running on for re-election. And we're going to send people back to where the hell they came from. You know, and it's very interesting that, you know, he has that rhetoric when he has a wife that's an immigrant. He's going to send her back too? I mean, you know, hey, chickens come home to roast, so... You know, he's got to be prepared to deal with all of that. But this is the rhetoric that he's running on, not how can we build the economy, what can we do to, as he said, he want to make America great again. He's building a campaign on rhetoric of, you know, people coming here to steal your country. And so that's what's causing these people who take what he says literally and go off and commit heinous acts against other people. And, you know, he's finally, you know, he said that the person that did the shooting in El Paso suffers from a mental illness. Yes, they do suffer from a mental illness when you feel as though that's what you need to do to get your point across. But the person left a manifesto saying that they was carrying out, you know, what the president, they felt the president wanted done in this country. So, you know, he's got to take ownership for the rhetoric that he's putting out there and, you know, what is being returned to him. He's not sending out a message of love. He's not sending out a message of joy. He's not sending out a message of happiness. If he was sending out that message, then he would be getting those type of return receipts on his messages. So, you know, we want to sort of dwell into that in terms of where the country is going, how it's shifting, and just, you know, what impact does this have for the African American community overall. And so let's go ahead and kick that dialogue off, Mr. Murphy.
Okay, first and foremost, I want to thank God for this great opportunity to be here again. You know, it's an honor for me to be anyway again, and I don't take that lightly, and so it's a privilege. But you know, there's a saying: the truth is like a two-edged sword; it cuts both ways. And I'm saying this to say this: that yes, he is spewing all kinds of evil thing and subliminal messages to his base and to other people who has special interest in this country. And people, all type of things, you know, some of the things makes the news, some of those things that you just mentioned made the news, but the underlying things that don't make the news, the average person that goes on the job, the average person being refused service, the, you know, it's all types of things, people being locked up and pulled over, all kinds of things that are taking place every day, especially to people of color. And because it's open season. But, you know, it's kind of been like that all the time. It's just that it's a sad day in America. You know, I know we always had our issues. But when you have what they call a commander in chief to spew out that type of information and to encourage people to dislike one another, you know, this supposed to be the land of the free. You know, they had the Statue of Liberty welcoming everybody from around the world, and now they throwing people out. They're getting rid of people, you know. And they don't want this group of people, these certain groups of people in, but they welcome other groups of people that more, how would you say, familiar with them. And, you know, Brother Satari, man, by me being in the media, you know, media is a powerful tool. Money is a powerful tool. Words alone is a powerful, powerful tool. Life and death is in the tongue. And, you know, you have to be careful what you say. But when people recklessly, carelessly, intentionally put out information the way this president is doing, then, you know, not only here in this country, but see, you know, I remember when he put that thing, the embassy over there in Israel, that people are dying every day because of that one decision he made. Every day, but they don't cover that in the news on a consistent basis. But people have been dying and are being locked up and bombed every day because of the decision this man is making. And so, you know, and so we make this country made their bed, we have to lie into it. But I'm just going to say that to the listening audience. They're going to continue to do what they do. Yes, this man has power, but let me say that so do you. Each one of us has power. You know, why this man's spewing out one thing, they say love will always conquer hate every day. But, you know, we have to come together. You know, and you speaking about the gentleman just commit suicide, or so they say. He commits suicide with all that money and all that power. And but, you know, sometimes, like I say, the truth is like a two-edged sword. When he know that his goose is cooked, so to speak, and this man had a lot of information. He dealt with a lot of powerful people. And the underlying purpose, if you read between the lines, there's like a civil war going on in this country, and we're not even included. I'm talking about, yeah, they talk about black folks and brown folks, but you got powerful white people fighting against powerful white folks. That's why that man disappeared, because he tried to implement the Clintons and everything else behind. There's a lot of stuff behind that. Big stuff going on. You know, that's almost like I say, power against power now. But why are they going on having their own personal civil wars about, you know, this and about that? You know, we should be about our work. You know, yeah, we are, you know, everybody in this country got a lot of problems. Baltimore got a lot of problems. You know, everybody, even every individual got problems and issues. But we have to learn to deal what we have to deal with. So, Tommy used to play that song, Man in the Mirror. You know, we may not can change President Trump's thoughts. We can get rid of them by doing certain things, voting and things like that. But you have to take action even to do that. So the first action starts with you. You know, take care of your home. Take care of your family. Take care of your community. Take care of your people. Do the best you can with you. Then each one of us do that, then we got a powerful force. When each one of us take up arms, when I say fire, I ain't talking about picking up guns. I'm talking about using your God-given talents to make a better life for you and yours. They're going to continue to do what they're going to do. But at the same time, you know, we can get caught up in it because everything they do, we are affected by it. People are being slaughtered in the streets now, you know, and all types of atrocities are taking place in this country. But I still say there is still hope. And speaking of words, you know, Brother Satari, you know, this country, the president, you know, these people, like I say, they don't, you know, they don't only want to deal with the underlying. Here's what I'm talking about, power. You got the our NRA, which is, you know, National Rifle Association, and got so much power and so much influence. And all of these murders, the children, the Columba, all of these things have been taking place, but yet they want to inflict, put laws in there to try to curb that. You know, because it's a thing called privilege in this country. White privilege. I'm going to say it's just what it is, white privilege. And they're not satisfied with all that they have, all that they done got rich off our backs and everything else, but they still not satisfied. But see, they never will be, because that's a sickness that takes place when people think they're above somebody else. That's a sickness within itself. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, be alert. You have to be alert, because things are going to happen. It's going to escalate. So be vigilant. But at the same time, don't fall into their game. Don't fall into their traps. Don't be like them. Be above them. You know, so we like Michelle Obama said, when they go low, we got to go high. But we, like I said, but you better keep your eyes open. And at the same time, we got to do for ourselves now. That gentleman, I think his name is Jeffrey. What's his name?
Jeffrey Epstein. Who was friends of Bill Clinton. He was friends of Donald Trump.
And at the same time, you know, like I said, I'm not heavy into that, but at the same time, I do know I watch the news quite a bit. And now they say they go, even the attorney general, that's what he called himself, made a statement that the attorney general of the whole country going to sit up there and make a statement that this is not going to end with that. So in other words, he's declaring war, even though Epstein is gone. But what he's telling you, if you read between the lines, he's making war on the Clintons and everybody else that has that type of power that's against them. And so he said they're going to turn up every throat anybody who's implicated, he said. He just said that today on the news, on the news conference. So that's why I say, you know, if you read between the lines, it's a big battle going on. Powerful people going against powerful people. And when they're doing that, see, the mudslinging starts, and now you can see that the trafficking, look at all our babies and our young ladies and children are being disappearing and stuff because of people like them using people, preparing people for the rich and the famous so they can have play games with their sick minds and stuff. You know, man, this stuff is just crazy. But at the same time, something changed and something stayed the same. And if you recall, they did the same thing to us when we was in slavery. And nothing changed. Some things, like I say, never changed. They just used different formats and different forms of achieving their objectives. But again, that's them. And I don't want to dwell too much on this because they're going to do what they're going to do. But at the same time, we need to do what we need to do. Now, Brother Satavi, speaking of words, you and I attended an event last week, this past Saturday, and it was a literary event hosted by professional black men, and there was quite a few black authors there, and I brought several books, and you know, when you was talking, I was just, you know, because I had them kind of stretched out over my desk here, and I just wanted to take this time, because like I said, words are powerful. And if we use them correctly. And I sit in a room the other day. It wasn't a large crowd there, but there, you know, there were quite a few vendors. I think about 15, 20, something like that. And I ventured around each one of those booths or tables that you may call them. And I met a lot of good quality people who had something to say. And I'm going to start off, I'm just going to share a few, because I bought about 6 or 7 books from this event. And I'm quite sure you're familiar with this one, Brother Satavi. It's called Open Your Gifts, 42 Lessons of Finding and Embracing Your Blessings in Disguise, presented by Kim Cole and Sunshine King. 42 Lessons of Finding and Embracing Your Blessings. So this is the kind of stuff right now, ladies and gentlemen. While they out there slewing this hate and all this kind of stuff, we need to pick up stuff like this, these books like these, and read. This is by us and for us. Then there was another book by a young lady That name was Sierra Young. And this young lady, unfortunately, she's blind, and but yet she's an amazing singer, and she authored a couple of books. But this book I have in my hand right now is called God Ain't Done With Me Yet, Unquivocally Blessed. She said, with well, courage, motivate, and this book will encourage and motivate you and inspire you. See, in these hard days and times, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we need all the motivation and inspiration that we can get, because, like I said, we're in some sad times. But at the same time, there is still hope. And we got our own people. This book's about our people, us, talking about, see, this is kind of stuff that's in our hearts and stuff. You know, we ain't spilling out that hate and doing this and doing, you know, all this kind of craziness. Then there was another book by a young lady. And these are the people that came with us, Brother Satire. They were single. We had four tables there. And these are the books that I wrote from the side that we was on. And there was another book called Damaged Little Girl by the young lady named Sunny T. Connor. She said the damage is done. Is there a chance for her innocence based on true events? Damaged Little Girl. Nothing is what it seems. And I'm telling you, man, like I say, we got people all around that with power. Like I said, words are powerful. They don't come back void. And here's another one by one of our editors. 21 days to improve your sleep and hygiene and lose weight. And that she's got there in a parenthesis, sleep a necessity or luxury. Now, I do know a lot about her and a lot about this book. And sleep, you know, talking about our health. You know, we have to learn to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And it's a lot of powerful information, because if you don't get proper rest and your proper sleep and everything, you know, a whole lot of stuff can go haywire, especially mentally. And then one of our editors who was not there, I'm just going to go through this, by the name of our editor is Barbara Whitey, Dr. Barbara Whitey. She wrote a book called Color Me Hungry. It's a story about a Baltimore legend, B. Gaddy. And see, this is kind of stuff that comes out of our hearts. And then my brother Bill Gooden was there. Bill had six or seven books there, but he talked about emotions, about feelings, about love, ups and downs and stuff, and how to overcome things. And then we had another brother there, another one of our editors, Mr. Umoja. He presented a book by Alice Williams called 52 Weeks Words of Inspiration, a book for the female gender. So I'm saying, and then I have another book by a young lady that wasn't with her, but she was at the same side, and she wrote a children's book called Daddy the Baby Circus Elephant. And it's a powerful, inspirational book as well. And I said, I shared this information with you because of this. It's a saying in the Bible that God looks at a man's heart. You know, and we as black people, melanated people, you know, we are the original man. And I often say this, you know, when you are the original thing, if you dilute it, anything from its original state is not as strong, is not as effective, it's not as pure as the original. And I do believe that there's a sick mindset, a selfish mindset that certain groups of people have, because all they want to do is pillage, take from you, and do anything, murder you, whatever it takes for them to succeed. And they have no conscience about doing unsavory things to children, mass murder, or anything like that. That's a sick way of thinking, a sick way of being. And it ain't just one person. You can check history of certain groups of people going around. They've been doing it ever since they've been here, just going around pillaging all over the world, just taking advantage of people, killing, raping. And that's the same type of mindset this president we have, we call a president. Think he's privileged, arrogant, and all of this kind of stuff. You know, and don't mind, you know, separating babies. They just had a raid, I forgot, in Mississippi. Snatched the parents right from the children, left the children there sitting there. Now, what kind of mind, and what kind of people that have to go out and do that kind of stuff? See, I'm just saying, you know, I get upset just thinking about the atrocities that's taking place right now. Every day I get on this computer, you see all types of law enforcement, supposed to be law enforcement agents, doing all types of unsavory things to black people and people of color. Just pull them up and invoke them to try to start a fight so they can do harm to them. You know, all kinds of crazy stuff. I mean, just because they feel privileged, because they know they can get away with it. And so, ladies and gentlemen, like I say, there's a warfare going on, seen and unseen. And we better stay alert. Like I say, it's a lot of people, it's a lot of wisdom going around. And we have a lot of that wisdom going around. We need to pick up books. We need to go to God. And we need to check ourselves. Because, like I say, if you're not vigilant and you're not alert, all kinds of things going to befall you. And so I'm just saying, you know, protect yourself, protect your loved one, keep your mind straight, and do the best you can for you and for yours. And don't get caught up in those other, but you know, because it's a sick thing when you're around that guy. You know, that's why even in the biblical days when the children of Israel and God told them not to mix with certain groups of people because you will pick up their habits. And unfortunately, a lot of us have, because we always want to be like the grass look green on the other side of the, you know what they always say, you know what I'm saying. But in any case, I know I'm rambling on, but at the same time, you know that them subject matters, Brother Satawi, it's a sickness that's overtaken this country. It's been here, but because of technology, it's now being exposed. And I always knew it always exists, but I was kind of shocked that a large portion of this country would allow a man like Donald Trump to get away with the way he treated women, black folks, people of color, and people, you know, the way he talked about black countries and brown people countries and spew all kinds of anger and nastiness out of his mouth. They allowed this man to be there all because they had one thing in common. All that overperceived one thing because they had that same type of hatred in their hearts that they think they belong, that they are privileged, that they are better than others. And a lot of folks in this country actually feel this way. All Donald Trump did was brought it out of him. You know, he just was bold enough to stand up and do it, and then they followed his lead. But, you know, I'm going to say this to you, because, like I said, it's some serious times about to take place. And I'm a cautious, be alert. But, you know, we are resilient people. We are strong people. We have overcome great things worse than this guy going on. You know, we in this country, I'm saying. But we need to work with one another. We need to love one another. Stop hating on each other, man, and respect one another, man, and pull each other up because we in this thing together. And, Brother Sam, I'm going to give it back to you, man, because, you know, just thinking about, you know, what's taking place in this country, man, it don't sit well with me. So back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, it shouldn't sit well with anybody. Bottom line is that, you know, we have a person at the highest office of the land, President of the United States of America, who has no problem saying the things that he says. I mean, he's attacked everybody. I mean, he attacked the physically challenged. He's attacked women. Matter of fact, you know, he said that when you get popular like him, then you can grab women by their pussies and they'll like it because he's a celebrity. You know, and so, you know, so, I mean, this man is the personification of evil. And the thing is, you know, this country is going to reap what it sows. And if he gets reelected, we're liable to see a civil war in this country. A civil war. So, you know, people need to be prepared. Not that I'm advocating
for folks to take the law into their own hands. But if a civil war breaks out, you got to decide which side you're going to be on. And you just can't say, okay, well, hey, maybe it won't come to my doorstep. No, it's going to come. No, it's going to come because there's people that are gullible and will follow a Pied Piper who, as he said in one of his campaign speeches, he could shoot somebody in broad daylight, but the people will let him off. So that tells you what kind of sick mind he has and, you know, and the things that he's put forward and why the people are rallying behind him in terms of his base. You know, they just saying, you know, hey, yeah, we got so-and-so Trump's in office. You know, it's like I remember in New York when Rudolph Giuliani became mayor and the people in the police department were saying, it's Giuliani time, which means they went off. You know what I mean? They had different people that they did things to that shouldn't have happened, you know. Amadou Diallo, you know, 43 shots. You know, the brother was reaching for his wallet to pull out his wallet to show the police officer that he had his ID because he was trying to go into his own apartment building. And they shot him 43 times. Now that's massive overkill. First of all, he didn't deserve to be shot at all. But you know, I'm just saying that the attitude was that amongst the New York police officers that it was Giuliani time, so they could do what they wanted to do. And so it's like the same with this character we have in the White House, Trump. It's Trump time. So there's people that's going to do all kind of stuff. You know, we had, I remember in New York at the time, it was somewhere around the same kind of time frame. They had police officers who took a Haitian refugee in, and they sodomized him with a plunger stick, and
right.
It broke
I
off
remember.
In his
yeah.
Broke off in his rectum. I mean, and you know, yeah, he got a bunch of money out of it, but the thing was that to feel as though that they could do that, that they could actually sodomize this man, disrespect his human rights. You know what I mean? And the thing is that, you know, if we don't speak up, you say they come for you in the night, they'll come for me in the morning. So the thing is, you know, we have to speak up. We have to stand our own ground. I mean, we had a young lady in Florida. She, you know, she stood her ground in terms of, you know, protecting herself. And they threw her case out. And now, you know, she's faced with, I think, life in prison or something like that. But the bottom line is that we're living in some treacherous times with treacherous things going on. And as you said, David, we need to stay alert and stay awoke because, as I said, if they come for you in the night, they'll come for me in the morning. And, you know, and the thing is, you know, being prepared. You know, everybody needs to have a survival plan. What are you going to do if such and such happens? And how do you prepare? What is it that you do to prepare yourself and your family? I mean, you know, we have a survival plan here in this household, in terms of our family, looking at, you know, what it is that we need to be prepared for and how we need to move on making sure that we see each other again. You know, we even have to the point that if one of us is not here or whatever, and and they have massive evacuations or whatever, what route would we take to get out of here so that we could be able to reconnect with one another? You know, so that way, you know, we just, but you know, the sad thing is when you're forced to think about those modes of survival. The survival is supposed to be a given. It's your God-given right that you're supposed to be able to survive and live in harmony, peace, and dignity, enjoy your family, enjoy the things in life that give you joy and make you happy. But we're living in a tumultuous time that anything goes. And so, you know, if you're not awoke, then you could be somewhere and you could be, you just happen to be that day that you're one of the people where you're on the wrong end of anything goes. And you become a goner. And then your family be weeping and, oh, wow, what happened to Brother Satawi? You know, hey. You know, and then, you know, there'd be people that'll say, oh, it must have been his time. No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
It must have been your time in terms of, you know, that outlook. So, you know, it's important that we stay focused, stay alert. And we're at the top of the hour, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a station break here. And then we're going to come back on the other side of the hour and dive into some other very interesting topics. You're listening to Home-Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. This show is brought to you by The Vortex. You might say, well, what is The Vortex? The Vortex is your online discount travel savings site. It's free. Doesn't cost you a dime. Don't cost you a penny. But you're going to save on it 60% of what you normally would spend with Expedia, Priceline, and all those other people out there. Expedia and Priceline, they own all the other travel sites, which means in terms of retail pricing and booking, they own Trivago. They own Cheap Tickets. They own Hotels.com. They own all of these. They have a conglomerate of how they're able to have people book travel. So whether you book with Expedia or Priceline, those are the main two entities. And then everything else that you book comes under that. And with the Vortex, you're able to save, as I said, 60% of the time on hotels, resort stays. Well, you save 60%. 85 to 95% of the time, we're going to beat their price, and you save 60%. Hotels, resorts, car rentals, cruises. The only thing we don't save you any money on is airfare, because that's regulated by the airline industry. And there's no discount in airfare, except for international airfare. You know, there's some discounts in that. You can save you some money on that. But when you use the Vortex, you go to www.myvortex365.com/MU Group. That's MUGROUP Group. And you're able to create a free account. When you create that free account, it will allow you to be able to begin to start booking your travel and saving 60% of what the normal retail price is. So don't delay. Make sure you go out and book and create that free Vortex account so you can start enjoying and getting your travel savings. And that is our commercial break for this evening. David, do you have anything you want to share about the paper's going to be expanding? You have some new things that's coming on board?
Oh, yes, a lot of great things are happening with the National Black Unity News, and it's highly needed at this particular time. While you were speaking, there was a thing on the computer right here, Brother Satawi. I'm just going to throw this in before I share a little bit about the National Black Unity News. It was a video clip saying, as long as we are fighting our own, we won't see the real enemy coming. And it was two gazelles fighting each other, battling, had horns locked up. The lion was approaching. They started fighting each other. Lion jumped on one of them, killed one of them. And it was just a powerful message, you know. as long, like I say, when we out here against one another and backbiting and doing all this kind of stuff, the real enemy is approaching. They're all around us. And so what I'm saying is this. I tell you often, every time I'm on these airways, and I will complete, I'm going to say it, I'm going to continue to say it. We own less than 1% of the media. So all the information that's, most of the information that we're receiving is coming from outside resources. That's why that book for ours is sharing the information, because this is information by us and for us. That's the same thing with the National Black Unity News. It's for us and by us. And, you know, we've been around for 2.5 years. Brother Satire, you've been with us from the inception of it. And so I'm pleased to announce that we are about to move to another level. We are bringing in more people. We are, I want to invite the listening audience tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm going to post it on my page, David Murphy, David L. Murphy. There's two of us. I have a son, a junior, but you see I'm the older one, David L. Murphy. And I will post the information on how you can log in. If you're interested in want to become part of the National Black Unity News as a salesperson or a writer or something like that, you can call me at 443-455-2373. Again, that's 443-455-2373. And let me share a little bit about what's ready to take place. Even though we have a nationwide circulated newspaper, we are also going to be instituting a nationwide black business directory so that we can connect, so we know who's the who and who the we are, so we know how to spend our money with each other. We need to know where you are and what you're selling. We're going to have a powerful website that is a directory type website with all types of information. You can put your own information on there, let people know what type of product. You can control your own destiny, so to speak. And it's a very affordable and it's very effective. So if you have a business, or if you know somebody have a business or service, you need to tell them to get in touch with me as soon as possible, because we're going to be running a special up until December the 20th. That you can get in for a little bit of nothing. You get a year's worth of advertisement on this website. And not only on that, but every new business that come on board will be listed in the National Black Unity News just one time. You know, when you sign up, we will welcome you through the National Black Unity News as well. And so, and we also building up our subscription rates. We are bringing in a lot of powerful people. And we also looking for state directors. You know, that's a powerful position. It's very lucrative. Everything we put in our hands is extremely lucrative when we support one another. So, ladies and gentlemen, get ready, because the National Black Unity News, like I said, is moving to another level. We're going to be even more effective than we have been, and we continue to grow. I'm so pleased about what's about to take place, is that because, like I said, you know, I tell people this all the time. I tell you that this paper, the National Black Unity News, is not a David Murphy thing. This is a we, this is a us thing. And if the truth be told, it came from divine inspiration. I say it again, divine inspiration. A lot of us have been crying out in the wilderness for many years. You see, me and brother just spent the whole half hour talking about the disparity, the discrepancies that's taking place in this country. People that do us no harm. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have to learn to do for ourselves. God has blessed us with everything we need. But what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is support one another. This is what this directory is designed to do. It's a discount directory where not only when you support one of our businesses, you save money. At the same time, you can go all over this country and find business services like this. I'm going to tell you this again. You see, this is some serious time, because like I said, why they escalating on us, we need to escalate as well. You know, for us to have better communities, this president just up there and said, I'm from Baltimore. And he bashed us for a couple of weeks, just talking about, you know, rats, when he, you know, we worse load than vermin and all this crazy talk coming out this man's mouth. And if I don't recall, if I do recall, I thought Baltimore was part of the United States and myself, and he's the head man of it. So, you know, I don't know how he think he's above all of that, but you know, just don't, like I said, but everything he said don't make sense anyway. But in any case, ladies and gentlemen, is this. It's a serious time. It's going to take serious people. Everybody all other ethnic groups do whatever they can to support one another, even though they may not like each other. Maybe they can't stand each other's guts, but when it comes to the survival of their people, they support one another. We're the only people in this country that has problems with that. But that was yesterday. Today is a different thing. A lot of us has become conscious about what's taking place in this country. And now, if we want better community, better businesses, better institutions, then we need to start supporting. And the National Black Unity is taking the lead way in providing services to do just that. Not only that, we bring you positive, life-enhancing services that can enhance your quality of life, but at the same time, we give you information that is good for yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Our information is timely. And so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get a copy of the National Black Unity News. You can get it online. You can get yourself a description. If you know a black business or service, you need to tell them that there's a nationwide directory that will connect the dots across this country. And, ladies, like I said, we have to prepare not only for today, but we have to prepare for tomorrow as well. We have to provide for our children and our children's children. Like I said before, this is not a David Murphy thing. It's not about putting money in my pocket. This is about spreading the wealth, sharing the wealth, sharing positive information. Because in this day and time where things are going so crazy out here, ladies and gentlemen, this is survival. Brother Satavi just said, this is survival. We got to have a plan. And so we provide the plan that, like I said before, that could keep money circulating in our community, keep money circulating amongst ourselves. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go back to another subject, but I tell people this all the time as well. People come from all over the world to set up shop in the hood, in the ghetto, as they say, and make a fortune. So at the least of us, if they can make money off the least of us sometimes, then can you imagine, like I said, God has provided us with everything we need. The only thing we need to do, though, is support one another, work with one another, be respectful of one another. Let them do them, but let us do us. With that being said, Brother Satavi, back to you, sir.
Yes, sir, that was very powerful what you shared, David, and it made me think about some things in terms of just a principle called the dollar multiplying effect. And in other neighborhoods, the dollar, when it's spent, it is circulate. It'll circulate. I mean, the thing is, when I say circulate, it's like in the Jewish community, the dollar will pass hands at least 10 times before it leaves, which means it gives that dollar, that $1 now has the power of $10. In the Asian community, circulate at least 7 to 8 times, giving that $1 the power of $8. In our community, unfortunately, the dollar stays in our community for 6 hours. 6 hours is gone. We don't share our money with one another. And if we was to take and circulate our money more, it would have a tremendous impact on black unemployment, because people would be able to hire more people because their cash flow would be up. So this thing is really, really powerful in terms of the importance of making sure that we're spending money with one another. I took today and, you know, and I do now is I used to eat lunch at a local Subway, but I found this place called Deli 365. They give you plenty of food. And, you know, we ate there, Mr. Murphy, and I ate there again today.
That's right.
I go there for lunch. I go there for lunch.
And I went there Saturday, too. And when we dropped you off, we went there.
Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, so, you know, but we need to make sure that we find a conscious way to circulate at least 25% minimum of our income with each other. This is important. It's the only way our community is going to be able to grow and multiply, and when we do that, it creates a ripple effect in our community. Like I said, it'll create an effect where the business owner can now hire more people, can bring on more people, can employ more people,
can provide and increase the quality of their goods and services. But when we don't spend our money with one another, then, you know, we're so happy to run out to other people's places, spend our money with them, and, you know, we get what we get. You get bad service, you get bad service. You know, hey, you get bad food, you get bad food. I mean, I think about the time when a friend of mine shared with me they stopped at a Korean place, you know, and they were buying a hamburger sub. And the hamburger fell on the floor. And the person, they just took it up off the floor, stuck it back on the grill, and then stuck it on the sandwich. And the lady looked at him and said, you know, you're not about to forgive me that. And the Korean had the nerve to tell us, you black bitch, you take what I give you. So I'm just saying, you know, the thing is, and this is not an indictment against all Koreans, but it is an indictment about when you don't spend your money in your community, the quality service that you get is what you get. So it's important that we understand the importance of the dollar multiplying effect and the importance of circulating dollars in our community. You know, this is a thing that's so, so important, so true. And thing for me was I didn't really begin to learn about this until I started working with a gentleman who was the first black regional commissioner of HUW. His name was Francis L. Warren. And he said, you know, he had a budget of $1.6 billion a year. That was his budget in terms of being the first regional commissioner of HEW. And he used to always tell us a story. He grew up as a child growing up on welfare to one day manage welfare. And, you know, and so, you know, he used to really, really drill into our minds the importance of having an impact economically in our communities. I never forget we had a suite at the Superdome for the football season when the USFL, which was the league that Donald Trump was part commissioner of back in the day, and that was with the New Orleans Stars. And we had a suite in the dome, and and everybody was like, "Well, Fred, you know, it's gonna cost us X, Y, Z." He was like, "Yeah," he said, "it's gonna cost us X, Y, Z," but then there's a powerful message that sends out to people in our community. It says we're talking to them about millions of dollars and things like that. He says, and you know, we need to be able to show that we can be a part of how this whole thing works and being able to have where we can have people come to the game and sit in our box seats and in our suite and other stuff. He said, you know, he says, I want to teach y'all a lifestyle. And the lifestyle is, that time, you know, was lifestyle, what he called the rich and the famous, was how to be able to position yourself to be, one, famous, and two, to be able to be rich. And so, you know, that's part of my background in terms of stuff that I was involved with, things I was doing. So I'm really, really excited about where we're going to go with this expansion of the National Black Unity newspaper and the people that is going to become a part of this journey as we move forward. And I'm just really, really excited about this and looking forward to our call we're going to have tomorrow night. And definitely going to be on that call and be all ears and taking notes. So this has been
All right. Yeah, let me say this, Brother Satabi, to the listening audience. You can call me at 443-455-2373, and I give you the information. You can come on, use your computer, or you just call in on the phone. But it's extremely important that you participate with this. This is not a drill, ladies and gentlemen. This is warfare. This is about survival. This is about us doing for us. And it's time, you know, we got to stop talking about it. We have to stop being about it. And so, we, like I said, we have a plan, and it's not about us. It's about all of us. Just not, you know, like you and me. And that, when we do this, like I said, it's called unity. And that's what we're all about. Like I say, it's not about us holding the wealth. We talk about sharing the wealth. We're not in competition with nobody. We talk about bringing everybody to work together. Other media services, other newspapers as well. All of us in this together. And so it's not us against you and you against us. We are all in this together. If you got a black business or a service and you want to bring good quality goods to our people, then you need to call me. You need to be on this phone. If you don't have a business, you need to support the National Black Community News because you're supporting your community. You're supporting our people. And anybody who knows what the National Black Community News is about, it is about us. We give more than we ever receive. That's the whole purpose. Like I told you before, it's by divine inspiration. It's about all of us. It's about for our future generation. So support the National Black Unity News, ladies and gentlemen. Check our record out. Look at us. Look at what we are doing. Look at what we have done. What we've been doing is just that for the exception is to bring good services to our people. We didn't come to this thing to make money. Money will help us. But this thing was all about you from the beginning so we can have a better quality of life. And I think all the editors who stuck with us from the beginning, like Brother Satavi and his wife, and many other editors, because, like I said, without them, this wouldn't be possible. And so now, like I say, it's the time coming, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we are moving. We're going forward because, like I said, we only just begun. We ain't going to stop until the victory is won. And so we come a long way, but we got a long way to go. And, again, call me. This is serious stuff, ladies and gentlemen. Call me at 443-455-2373. Get on board because we're going places. It's our time. Like I said, while they out there fighting each other, we need to be escalating. Thank you, Brother Satavi. Back to you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother David. And 8:27. We got like 3 minutes left. Let me see if Mr. Vernon Streeter has anything he wants to comment, anything he wants to make. Mr. Vernon Streeter, can you hear me?
I can't really. Yes, sir. It's kind of noisy, so I ain't going to be able to do anything. No, it's just that when he was talking about, I don't know if it's a lot of noise in the background or not, but he was saying he wants other people to get out. Well, he has to get out too, because they're not the original people that was here on this continent. It was the Native Indians. And as far as him talking about women, if that's his view, is that his view also the way he sees his wife? That's all I have to say, and I want to thank you again, Brother Sakai, for this opportunity to say something.
All right, brother. Thank you for those comments. Yes, it's very, 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 very powerful in terms of what Mr. Vernon Streeter just shared, you know, the outlook in terms of, one, the Native Americans. You know, this was their land, and it got taken from them in terms of a misconception about land, real estate, and property. And so they sold all of Manhattan. Some trinkets, but they didn't realize that they were giving Europeans the right to the land. So it's important, and that's why they said, you know, they white man speak with forked tongue. You know, we didn't know what he was talking about, and so, you know, but that's subject for another show, and you know, so we're coming up with some different topics as we move through. Dave, we're closing out with that, is that bottom line, white man speak with forked tongue. Native American brothers told us that, and we need to listen to what they said and what they shared and make sure that we understand that, because
when it came time for this country to expand, we were the people that was able to go and meet, mix, and deal with the Native American populations and communities that helped the white man with their expansion and expanding to the West. So, you know, there's a whole lot of history around that. There was a cowboy by the name of Bass Reed who did a lot with us expanding to the Oklahoma Territory area and did a lot of other stuff. And he was the historical character that was the influence behind the Lone Ranger and Tonto, a series that we used to watch as children. And, you know, we talk about the historical impact of what Bass Reeves did on another show. We might even use that on the topic of next week's show. But, again, as we wrap up and close out, is that, hey, I want to thank the listening audience for tuning in. And, you know, we're excited about it as we move forward. And make sure that you give Mr. Murphy a call at 443-455-2373. I repeat that number again, 443-455-2373, so that you can find out more about the expansion of the National Black Unity News. With that said, we're going to close out with our theme song.
What I want.
Night and thank you for calling in.
We're just inexpensive. We just lowered the price, we lowered the point so that our community would have an opportunity to be a part of it. When you watch